This is GPB Macon. Good morning. I'm Leah Fleming. We've got pink all over Macon as the Cherry Blossom Festival gets ready to get underway. Joining us to talk about that and some other great events that are happening in Middle Georgia, Jackie K. Cooper, a film critic with the Huffington Post, is back in studio along with local harpist Betsy Fitzgerald. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Okay. Let us get right into it. We have Nonsense Jamboree, a musical comedy that is coming up. Jackie.
That's right. Nonsense Jamboree is a play that starts tonight at the Macon Little Theater, and Liz Fabian Jarvis has her name up on the marquee.
I know, it's on the marquee.
And I loved it. She wrote me on Facebook. She said, "Wow, my name's never been on the marquee before. Very excited to be part of this great ensemble cast at Macon Little Theater with Kim Wooten Cooper. I'm not any relation to me. Angie Couch Freeman, W. Lee Mangum, Sophie Light, and Emily de la Sierra. Y'all come see us, you're here." So she has gotten the message out. And we do want everybody to turn out because, like I was thinking coming in, Liz has been a part of the Macon, Middle Georgia scene and broadcasting for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Not that she's that old, but she started very young.
Now, and Jackie, this is part of the Nonsense series of shows. After the huge, huge Broadway blockbuster Nonsense, just the musical, they've created several versions now.
Because it was that popular.
Because it was so much fun, and it is slapstick funny. And, you don't have to be Catholic to love the sisters.
Well, I love, too. I saw a picture of Liz in her habit.
Yes.
Advertising the show.
She looks very nunly, doesn't she?
She looks nunly. I think we've coined a new phrase right there. But we do wish her, break a leg, Liz. You're just a great talent, and we're so glad that you're taking part. And congratulations to all the other members of the cast.
Absolutely. Jackie, I know you had another concert that you wanted me to go to.
I do. It's tonight, and it's called An Evening with Stillwater, and it's at the Crazy Bull at 473 2nd Street here in Macon.
Mm-hmm.
And Stillwater has been around ever since I've been in Middle Georgia, and I don't know how many of the original members are going to be back tonight, but, I've tried to track down, who the formation of this group is. I just want to real quickly say we've got Mike Causey on guitar, we've got Bobby Golden on guitar and vocals, Jimmy Hall on percussion and vocals, David Heck on drums, C.B. Lacey on drums and vocals, Al Scarborough, bass guitar and vocals, Bob Spearmer, keyboards and vocals, and Rob Roy Walker, guitar and vocals. It's just going to be a great night.
Fabulous. Now, this is my segment called My Favorite Things, Cherry Blossom Edition. So
okay.
It's like Oprah.
We'll run that right out there.
Here we go. So we're going to start with some of my favorite things. But folks, before we get started, I just want to make sure you know that there are hundreds of events for Cherry Blossom Festival this year, and I cannot support. I can try to go to as many as I can, but I can't go to every single one. So go to the Cherry Blossom website so you can see all of them, because they all are worthy of attendance and your support. But let's talk about my favorite things.
Go into it.
First one is this Saturday. Tomorrow we're going to do Rhapsody in Pink, a Southern Melody, the 34th annual parade. It starts at 3:00 and it's in downtown Macon. You have everything from high school bands, you have princesses and queens and people dressed up, you have fancy cars, but it's all music themed this year. It's going to be great. And they have three actual groups that are going to be the official, I guess you could say, grand marshals in a sense, based on, because
grand marshals.
They're
not
celebrating.
Not one, not two, three grand marshals.
And it's because these groups are celebrating 100th anniversaries, which is wonderful. And that's going to be the National Park Services with Jim Davis, the Terminal Station, and New Way Wiener, which I used to bring all the queens from visiting festivals to New Way Wiener because it is an institution here. Then I want to talk about the Rhapsody in Pink style show and luncheon, which is going to be Thursday, March 24th at 11, and tickets are $40, which is a huge deal because you get a gift bag, a swag bag, lunch at the Anderson Center, which is prepared by students and professionals at Goodwill, which
sounds
is phenomenal.
Great.
I know. Then I'm going to want to eat a little bit, and there's food trucks and all kinds of amazing food, but every year I go and support the men and women from the Macon Bibb Fire Department. I love Chief Riggins and all of his folks. They support United Way and so many community groups. And in this particular event, it's the Pink Pancake Breakfast, both Saturdays, March 26th and April 2nd, from 7 to 10 at Central City Park. They are going to be serving up pink pancakes for $5.
Of course.
And proceeds go to the American Cancer Society because they are always doing something good.
It's going to be wonderful.
And you can kick it all off tonight with the play and the concert. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And the parade tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get out. And we'll post all of these ideas on our website, gpb.org/Macon, so that you can see them. And Jackie and Betsy will be back to tell us how they enjoyed everything and to tell us some new ideas of what we can get out and do. They will be back very soon, 2 weeks.